Let me record this while I'm thinking about it. I record a lot of this for myself. If everything is the now, and it is, and you know it's the now because Jesus sat down on the right hand of God, God is outside of time. So from God's perspective, everything is now. Eternity past, eternity future, all now. Since everything is the now, and you're in Christ, Christ in God, then guess what? Everything that you're thinking today, the story or the script or whatever you want to call it, whatever you're in, the video game, the movie, the reproduction or whatever, what you're thinking today will appear tomorrow. So your thoughts today have to play back tomorrow, because tomorrow is the now, yesterday's the now, today's the now. So tomorrow is the now, just like now is the now. So your thoughts today have to appear in the now, which is right now. And since tomorrow is the now, it has to reflect back. You'll have new thoughts. Even in the now, you'll have new thoughts, but the new thoughts will appear. You understand? The sun resets every day. It's the same. It's a cycle. It's a recycle. It's a repeat. It's a reproduction. So the now today is no different than the now tomorrow. So what you're thinking about now, which is the seed, because the Spirit is the seed, has to appear tomorrow. If you get a hold of this, it changes everything. The seed of your thought right now has to appear tomorrow, because tomorrow is the now. If you hold that thought long enough, it'll keep appearing. And if you hold it for a long time, you create a pattern. So this is how you overcome the bad habits or whatever. You create a pattern now, and that pattern starts to repeat. Boom, boom. You're sowing in the fabric of space-time in the now. It's just like sewing a cloth. You're sewing into the fabric of space-time with your thoughts in the now. This is why he says, whatsoever things are true, lovely, good, report, think on those things. This is why you shouldn't commune with devils, because the devils are only going to reflect back what? The cursings. You are blessed in Christ. The unsaved are cursed. Everything that comes out of their heart is cursed. So when you commune with devils, you're going to reflect back what the devils are sending your way. But when you commune with truth and with the saints, you're going to have a harvest that's a blessing. Come on now, somebody needs to have a breakthrough. Somebody needs a breakthrough. If today is the now, and you know it is because Jesus is sitting in the same place today as he will be tomorrow, as he was yesterday. And so if Jesus is the same, and if God is the same today, yesterday, and forever, so everything is the now for the saint, for the flesh creature, it's not. But the born-again saint, everything is the now because Jesus is in the now. Time is, what is the purpose of time? To cut out your flesh. So everything is the now. Jesus is in the same place today as he was yesterday, as he will be tomorrow. So everything is the now. God, the same yesterday, today, forever. My point is, if you're in the now, and tomorrow is the now, what you're thinking about now has to appear tomorrow. Come on now. This is the power. I'm showing you how to step into the power. This is how you step into the power. Listen, kings and priests unto God. This is how you step into the power, saints. This is the power stroke. This is the ion walk. This is Sion. Vision. Without a vision, the people perish. V-I, it means to edit. Sion. Ion. This is the power. This is what they don't want you to know. Because you can actually write into tomorrow the script with your thoughts today. Because everything in front of you is that same story. Everything is in front of you is just like a dream. It plays out as a story. It plays out as a story. Dream is D, which is door. R-E, which is means again. A-M, what you did in the day. You dream it. It plays back as a story. Same way tomorrow. What you're thinking about today plays out in a story tomorrow. If Jesus is in the now today and tomorrow and yesterday, then you are in the now today, tomorrow, yesterday. So the same now is now, whether it's yesterday or tomorrow. It's a matter of understanding that the flesh creature needs the time is division. The flesh creature needs cycles to birth into the spirit mind. But when the spirit mind is birthed in, you're outside of the flesh, you're in the spirit, and you're in the now. You're in eternity, in the now. And it's not just pie in the sky talk. This is real. This is the real deal, people. This is real.